This tape is in memory of Donald Smith, a friend, a husband, a dad, a pappy, who passed away October 8, 1986, at 7:35 p.m. at Bartholomew County Hospital. May the joys we encountered on this tape be shared with you. God bless all who hear. Donald Smith residence, and we're giving a little interview. We're asking Dad and Mom Smith to fill us in a little bit so we can have some memorials of them on tape. We're going to ask Mom to state her full name and also her maiden name, and maybe tell us a little bit about her folks on her side first.
My name is Dolly Monzella Hoover Smith. And what else did you ask?
Who's your parents?
My parents is Frank Hoover and Delally Hoover.
What was your mom's maiden name?
Delally Jane Curtis.
When did, do you know their marriage date or?
April the 4th, they always told me, but I don't know what year.
April the 4th. What year did you and Dad get married?
April the 29th, 1931.
How did you meet this man?
At a 4th of July picnic at Belleville.
Where'd you go to school at, as a youngster?
Well, I'd have to say Clark School.
That's in Indiana here.
Yes.
Rode a nice bus to school?
I walked a mile and a quarter and a mile and a half to school.
Pappy, where'd you go?
Ground school.
Ground school?
Brown.
Brown school. Did you have to do some walking too to get to your school?
About a quarter of a mile.
Quarter of a mile. Were you a good student?
There.
Mom, how'd you do in school?
I was about an average student.
Took the ninth grade over twice.
Took the eighth grade over twice.
This is because I didn't have no way to go to high school.
Oh.
We had to furnish our own transportation back those days.
And you wasn't old enough to quit then.
That's right.
You had to go twice.
I had to go 2 years in eighth grade.
Okay, Dad, tell us who your parents were.
Ford Smith, Rosie Griner.
Okay, do you remember their marriage date about when they got together? When did your mother die?
How old was
you?
I was 13 years old.
Okay, what year was you born?
1913.
Pappy, what were some of the highlights of your childhood before you and Mom got married? What's some things you can tell us about yourself? Just go ahead and tell us some things. We hear a lot of things about you, your labor and how you made money. And
Mom died and
you
went up there and helped you cut corn to pay her funeral expense.
Yeah, I used to go to Johnson County and cut corn.
How did you and Papa get up there?
Well, we drove an old car.
And you just come home every night?
No, we stayed at Lawrence.
You stayed up there a week at a time?
Yeah.
And how much did you make?
We cut a quarter of a shock.
Quarter of a shock.
And we cut about 40 shock a day. Piece.
How much is a shock? Is that
just a
big bundle?
Just a big bundle.
Oh, okay. 14 Hill Square, what they call it. We used to call it.
Well, I hear some things back in the background where it said that your papaw or something would drive the top of the car and you'd have to run the controls.
Yeah, he drove and I'd feed the gas. The old Model T.
You never wrecked the thing any at all? Or?
Yeah, we wrecked it one night. We got out and died and we got out to crank and it flew in gear. Run off and left.
Did you finally catch it or wreck it?
No, it hit a tree and stopped.
It hit a tree and stopped.
How did you make other income, or is that pretty well what made your income as you was growing up?
No, we cut wood and made cross ties and stuff like that.
You had pretty hard labor during your childhood?
Yeah.
Pretty well. You didn't work, you didn't eat, huh?
No.
Mom, what was some of your childhood? Anything particular that sticks out that is deep-rooted in you now, growing up as a child? Well, was you a good little girl growing up, or cause no trouble, or did you ever get whippings or anything? Or?
Last whipping I got, I was 12-year-old, they called my daddy Lar.
Oh, my.
Then he turned me across by his knee, and I never wanted no more.
You learned respect for the elder, huh?
That's right.
Okay, we're getting up now where you got married. Where did you get married at?
Indianapolis.
Why Indianapolis, Mom?
Because Dad wasn't old enough to get married.
You mean, Pappy, you snuck her off and married this woman?
Yeah, we eloped.
Went to Indianapolis.
How did you die in Indianapolis? Who took you?
Who was in this conspiracy to get you guys married?
Cliff Simon's brother-in-law.
Cliff Simon.
And Rosie.
Rosie.
Edith.
And what did you do that night after you got married?
He went home.
You mean we went back to your house and you went back to your house?
We went to Clark's Prayer Meeting Church.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where we just spent our time.
Well, how'd you finally get it worked out to be man and wife the way you wanted it to be?
God always provides a way, don't he?
Who read it in the paper, Mom? Who read it in the paper?
Paul Adams.
Paul Adams.
Did he tell Papaw?
Yes.
What did Papaw say, Dad?
Oh, he's mad.
He's going to nail her license.
Oh. So how long after you got married was it before that you was together in your own place?
Well, we lived with his folks.
We stayed dead and mom now.
Yeah. Maybe 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Well, at least. Now, Pappy, did you do any fibbing as far as about your age at that time?
Yes, I did.
How old did you tell Mom?
How old did you tell your wife you was?
Same age I was, 17, when we started to go together.
Oh. Well, you even bluffed her.
Yeah.
How old?
He's actually 15.
Now, we're going to ask you, what about Christmases in your childhood? Is there anything stands out special? Any certain gifts or any special treats?
Yes, Dad always tried to provide us with candy and nuts and apples and an orange. That's about all we had for Christmas. We never exchanged gifts back then. Never did have a Christmas tree till I was 15-year-old.
Pappy, anything about your special Christmases that you remember?
No, we never did have much Christmas. My mother was sick all the time. We just didn't have much Christmas I can remember.
What, was you married before you really started getting into really decoration of Christmas?
Yeah.
Where did you live when you got married? Where's your first place you owned or started purchasing?
We lived at my dad and mother, or stepmother.
And then where'd you relocate after you was there?
We built a little old log house up the holler from them.
Okay, where was that located at?
Right up above.
On Salt Creek.
On Salt Creek.
After you done there, where'd you locate?
We built another house.
Down close to Dad's house.
Down close to the highway.
Lived it in a while and then it burnt down.
Is there any memories about that that you
moved into Dad's old house? That's where we stayed till we moved here.
So then you relocated here. Oh, what about your first new car? Did you give us any info on that?
First car I ever had, I cut corn, bought it. An old Model T Roadster.
Model T Roadster.
Old 26.
They cost a lot to get licensed for cars then, or?
No. Old car just cost $75.
Old car.
Yeah.
What's your most expensive thing Mom, in the past, as far as something, you know, luxurious that you wanted even growing up at the time? I mean, $75 for a car, I mean, that just sounds impossible, but he got something he wanted. Did you get anything very cheap that you wanted? Any dolls back in your childhood, or did you have your first special doll or anything?
I had one doll, and I was about 15 years old, but 13, I'd say 13. My brother Harley bought that for me when he was in college.
Mom, go ahead, or you and Dad, tell us who your children are, and so we can have a record of them.
You want to know where they live?
Yeah. Just anything about them, you can tell us.
Donald Edward Smith lives. What would we say? Whiteland, Indiana. Okay. There's Forrest Smith, Danville, Indiana. Wilma Wilson. At Bargersville, Indiana. And there's Robert Eugene, he died in the infancy. And there's Frederick Smith, Bloomington. Thelma Keller at New Albany, Indiana. And Floyd Smith at Nashville. Route 2, Willard Lee, Nashville Route 2, Brenda East, Nashville Route 2, and Treva, Lucille Edwards at Taylorsville, Indiana.
How many grandchildren do you have through all these?
18 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
Mom, were they all born at home, your kids?
Our children were all born at home.
What, did you have a bed wife or?
Doctors.
Doctors come to the homes then. Wow, they don't get that time anymore, do they? Pappy, your minus part of the thumb there. What happened to that?
Well, we sawn wood and the hands looked into it, got my thumb off.
Was it a regular saw or automatic saw?
No, it was an old buzz saw hooked on the track, an old tractor. No model, no old tractors.
Well, did you rip big logs and things back then?
Yeah.
Trying to make a living too?
Yeah, sawed wood.
Things pretty primitive and dangerous. Mess around with all that in then?
Yeah, it was. Pretty
rainy and slick, cold.
What kind of things did you do for entertainment as you was growing up?
Well, in the wintertime, we sleigh rided and ice skated and stuff like that.
What kind of toys did you have? Did you have toys?
No, I really didn't have any.
Well, did you make a stick your toy or something if you was playing at all? Or?
No,
did you have your own ice skates, Dad?
Yeah, I had a pair of strap ice skates.
Mom, did you have any kind of toys as you grew up? You said you had your first doll at 13.
My father made me a plow. I remember that very well, and I played with my little dog in a baby bug. That was my entertainment when I was growing up.
Is there anything special that's caused you having all these children? Is there something you'd like to leave them as far as encouragement to continue on?
We brought all of our children into this world, which I don't regret. It's been kind of hard, but it's been a pleasure. And I'm really proud of them. This morning it was so cold, they came down and helped us, which is really nice.
Mom, I know you go to church a lot. When did you get saved? Where was your first experience of going to church?
Oh, I went to church all my life. That's where my dad and mother took us children. That's where we was entertained in the church house, mm-hmm. which I haven't regretted. I said we thought Dad was awful strict back then, but I see now it was for our own good.
When was the first time you got saved? What age were you?
Well, I was married, had several children, but I now live in older at a revival meeting at Nashville.
That's where the Lord made a difference in your life.
That's right, and then I went back.
When did you renew that?
Well, I wouldn't say, I can't remember that. He took me back twice, and I went back again.
Dad, did you go to church much in your childhood? Or?
Yeah, it's about the only place you went, it's the only place you wanted to go.
Did you ever have a time or place of an experience with the Lord yourself?
Not really, Dad.
Huh?
You have to. God told me that you were saved, and I know you were changed.
Yeah.
I live with you, I know.
I think everyone would like to, you know, not be wary if time should come that we should see you no more, where we'd meet you one of these days. So, you know, that's just, I felt like asking you that. Surely that's not something to be insulting about.
Why, I don't.
It's the most important thing in our life is to know the Lord. Any other questions, Treva?
Him and Warnie and his dad and Stanley.
Him loses.
Was cutting
his
wood.
Oil.
Remember, you guys was cutting wood that old bus saw up the holler. And Warnie sat down and take a break and his overhaul caught on the saw.
Ori's man.
That's what I said, Ori.
Yeah. Ripped the
wood
up. He leaned up again, that's what he did.
And he stopped the rest and Ori turned around and sat down on the mantle. And he set the wood in, was curling his breeches, just took them all off, every bit of the clothes he had on, tore his socks off, got around, popped his shoes. We're astonished us all, and we didn't know what to do.
What did he do?
And he just stood there and let him fall over, three or four of us. He just fainted and fell over. Then we picked him up and got him, took him to the doctor. He wasn't hurt too much, just skinned up a little.
First time you had luck there? What year?
I don't know. About 3 years ago.
He was a little baby.
How'd you get electricity? It was in depression time, wasn't it? Wouldn't let you hook up, would it?
No, the next time we just hooked it on.
Yeah.
On Dad's meter. We run that away today.
What'd you have? Just one light bulb and a half?
No, we didn't know.
Piggyback, huh?
Yeah. He just hooked it on Dad's line and on Dad's meter, that's where we run until he caught up with us. And then they cut us off and made us put in a meter.
Where'd your dad originate from?
Kentucky.
Where'd your dad originate from?
Ohio.
When'd you get in this tobacco raiding? How'd you get in that?
Oh, good.
Oh, God, that is back in.
Charlie came the time when he came
from the back before I married. Dad raised back before I did.
What about indoor plumbing? When was the first time you had that? Indoor plumbing, water.
40 years ago.
63. Is that over here?
About 63.
How'd you get your water over on Salt Creek? Carried from the creek?
Carried from the way out. An old pitcher pump, all the time.
Had a pipe in the house.
I remember that. When me and Dad was out there, we dropped to the bucket. Bucket in the rope.
That back in the days when you took a bath, you was made to take one?
Yeah, I never took one.
You took one, yeah.
In the summer.
We were swimming in Salt Creek in the summertime.
Out of the creek, used to shovel it into the wagon, yard at a time.
Yeah, I used to haul around
the
team.
Team of mules?
From the yard.
Team of mules?
Why did you haul it? What was the reason you hauled that?
Haul it to the county road.
Make
road.
Pay your taxes.
Yeah, pay your taxes and live.
So you didn't, that's all, you didn't really get any money out of it, just paid your taxes.
No, I got no money too.
Well, you probably drove the first school bus they had over on Salt Creek, didn't you?
Yeah, a car.
That was their first school bus?
A car was their first school bus?
Yeah.
Did you work by the hour then for the county or something? Or
no.
By load? Or?
We hauled gravel by the yard.
By the yard.
I never get home by the yard, wasn't
that nice? That's how they paid their profit. See, that way took care of that much money. What was your first team of horses, then, I guess?
Team of mules.
First team was a team of mules.
Yeah.
What was their names?
Kate and Jack. I don't remember the
was it male or the female?
The male.
Well,
that was pretty good in you.
What about that other team you had, Nail and... Was it Nail?
Yeah.
Nail and...
good bit after that, I had a pretty good team, man, Nance and Nail.
Nance and Nail.
Mom, how'd you live through the winter back then? Did you have to can or what? Butcher?
We canned, we butchered, and put up all we could for winter.
Did, canning was easy then? You had to cook on a wood stove or what?
Cook on a wood stove. You know what you see.
Did you hang your meat out in the smokehouse?
Yes,
just
hang
it up, let it dry. You didn't package it or anything?
No, we didn't. We
just hung it up, let it dry.
Cut it off, but we used it.
Let it cure out.
You didn't have tacos when you wanted a taco? You didn't have barbecue chicken right out?
We didn't know it was that stuff in it.
Oh, how'd you do your chickens? Did you go down to Colonel Sanders and get it, or?
Yeah, we butchered them at home.
Oh. You guys plucked the feathers yourself?
You wasn't too bad then when I was young.
Strong stomach, yeah.
I guess.
Pick any blackberry in your time, Mom?
Plenty of them.
How'd you go with all them kids? Take them with you?
No, I left them with the older children.
What did you do with the kids, Mom, when you went out in the fields with those?
Took them with me, only the little one, and Bertha.
Who's Bertha?
Donald's stepmother.
When did Dad's dad remarry? Do you know a date on that?
August 1930.
August 1930.
Then he used to work in a factory or something?
Yeah, I worked over there on the factory. The Crissol plant took over. I used to work for the Crissol and Cross Ties.
What year is that? How long did you work there?
Well, I worked there off and on for a long time.
You farm too?
Yeah. I just worked part of the time.
Like in winter and stuff?
Yeah.
Danny asked Mom if she ever got a whipping at home. Did you ever get any whippings then?
I don't want to tell.
We'd like to hear it though.
Did Bible whip you one time with a dog, Jack?
Yeah, he did.
What'd you do so bad to get a whipping like that?
I don't remember. I never thought so much about it. Marie didn't like it very well, my half sister.
Well, you were pretty big then, that wasn't
you? Yeah, pretty good time.
That reason he thought he had to go to something a little bit bigger.
I reckon. He had a bigger switch.
You were probably a man, man. You were probably 16, 17 years old.
I'm that old.
Wasn't that old?
Just 4 minutes.
Well, you've been about 16 then, huh?
It wasn't too long as my mother died, I don't think.
Well, you were pretty strict, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What about, today we have easy credit and everything. Did you work with your friends on credit very well back then? Or?
No, we didn't. Wasn't no way to credit then. You couldn't worry no money or nothing.
So you come through a depression where you just had to live on the land.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, didn't you tell me one time you used to hide and eat your dinner at school?
Yeah.
You was ashamed of what you did?
Yeah, sure was. I mean, Dad batched. He used to batch and he used to make bread. That was called. What was it called then?
Whole cake.
Whole cake bread. Seems to went into dinner school and other kids had different bread and I was ashamed of mine. I'd hide and eat my dinner.
Well, they have a store made bread or a...
Yeah.
When the boys were growing up, did you farm all over the county or just over close to home?
Oh, I farmed around several places, Mont Smith, Mills Lakes, and around.
How much, what's the most land you farmed back then, probably?
Oh, I don't know how much of it is. 75 acres, probably.
Mom, anything she'd say something, stay in here with him, help him along.
Okay.
Mom, just get in there and say something, right?
Floyd, you can say too. You've been told
it. Carrie Clouds is another place that you farmed.
Oh, I did great. Nice.
You farmed all this. It was tractors or teams?
Yeah, I farmed those tractors. Last farm.
Just have one tractor? Or?
Yeah, I had two back when I farmed. My wife played Martin. I
thought she was a big farmer then, huh?
Yeah. We used to just have horses at the farm, back when the farm was where we lived there.
One bottom plow?
Yeah. Open plow, behind.
Plow an acre a day would be good, huh?
Yeah, you'd plow about two.
You've been a dairy farmer how many years? As far as selling milk?
Oh, I milked cows. How long did you run this?
Frederick was just a little boy. That'd be a long ago quit.
Well, you probably quit 10 years ago, didn't you?
Maybe been over 5 or 6 years old.
Fred's 40 now. You probably sold milk for 25 years then, didn't you?
Well, I don't milk cows about 20 years anyway. Sold milk. Milkman picked it out and hauled it to Bloomington.
Have you had any problems with any of the old bulls over the years that you anything of memorial that you...
What about the one you hit in the head with a hammer last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I ain't had too much trouble with him. One hurt my dad one time. He threw him up a week back. One boned him up a little.
You ever buy a blind horse in your life?
Yeah, I bought him. Treasure of Moon Eyed Horse.
Right into the barn sometimes.
I didn't do it blind for a long time, and one time he walked off the bank up the holler down the creek.
What's a moon-eyed horse?
They just see sometimes.
Sometimes.
Or the moon.
Yours never saw us.
Mom, you never did get on there how your dad made a living.
My dad got the place. He put in a 5 gallon bucket and tried to walk it all the door.
Mom, how did your dad raise all the kids you had? I moved into your family. How did he raise them?
Cut cross ties and worked for other people.
First worked at sawmill.
Worked at sawmill. He was head farming, wasn't he, Dad?
Yeah, he farmed well, worked sawmill.
Well, he run the, what was that called? The engine? Far
yeah,
engine?
The steam engine.
Yeah.
Far it is.
With wood.
Yeah.
And he all fared, and my goodness, I wonder what all he did with that.
He run the steam engine when I worked with him. Up there to Loop Lake.
Oh, what's the deepest snow you had back through your childhood or through the past?
Oh, I remember it was knee deep. That's about as deep as I can remember.
Did wind drifts make it go up that time?
It wasn't really that deep, but we had big drifts deeper than that. It's really about knee deep.
Is that where that time you could walk over a fence as far as?
Yeah.
Mom used one that was able to almost walk over a fence from the drift.
Yeah,
yes.
You could do that.
And it had rained and crusted on top of the snow. And it was so deep that my dad would go in front of us if we'd walked to school. And he'd break the crust on the snow with these heels of these boots. And on knee boots. And we'd have to walk in his footsteps to follow him to get to school. And other times we'd have horse, he'd take the old horse and set us across the creek. The water would be real deep, and he'd have to take the horse and go the horse and set us across the creek. And I remember one time a neighbor brought his horse, and his sister got on behind him going across the creek, and the horse began to jump up and down, and she fell off right in the water.